Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, can we please talk about nuts and pulses and more affordable and healthier ways of eating? I think we should do that for sure. And I've got a recipe. I've been cooking it now possibly for the last 3-4 weeks. Absolutely awesome. It's something you can eat on your own. It's something you can use as an accompaniment to something else. You can eat it with omelets. You can eat it with yogurt. So you can, and it's absolutely delicious. Please trust me on this one. I've got the recipe for you. And I'll even post it up on my personal Facebook page. So you can go and check that one out. So let's talk about healthy eating. Arlene Nell, she's the communications manager at Pro Veg International. She joins us now. We're going to be talking about World Pulse Day. This is as in nuts and pulses, not as in heartbeat, right? So what is World Pulse Day and why is it important? Is it important? Morning, Arlene.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Nice to speak to you. So why are we having a World Pulse Day? How long have we been doing this?
It's only fairly recent. In 2016, the United Nations had a whole year-long focus on the importance of pulses for multiple reasons, one being the nutritional value, and mostly because it is a more secure climate mitigation crop, so meaning that it's it uses less water, it uses less land, it's more drought resistant than most of the common crops grown around the world, and then as I mentioned, it's more nutritious per gram of for example protein. So it's a very good crop to have across the world when you really look at something like food justice and the current climate crisis that we're facing.
Yeah, very interesting. And food security. I mean,
yes.
Why is there all of a sudden a focus just on nuts and pulses? I mean, it seems to have been coming in more and more over the last few years.
I think the focus is intensifying, as you said, because of the rapid movement of climate change. More and more, and with modern day media, we're aware more of massive natural disasters happening in other parts of the world, and we see them happening more rapidly and more intensely. And I think as citizens of the world, we're wondering what our governments are doing to prepare for these natural disasters. And one of the most important aspects of planning for climate change outfall is making sure that the food supply is sustainable and safe. So pulses, as I mentioned earlier, is a much more climate resistant crop, and making sure that it's a nutritious crop that can feed the world amid a climate crisis is very important.
You know, when the conversation for the past, I'd say, 15 years has been a lot around GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and crops, and we've seen with pesticides and all kinds of interference. You know, we look at what happened with bee populations. Are any of these, you know, chickpeas or lentils, beans, are any of them genetically modified aside from soya? Because soya is heavily genetically modified, isn't it?
I think most modern day crops are genetically modified to a point. I mean, looking back, let's take corn now as an example. The corn that we know today is not the corn that was grown thousands of years ago. So most crops have been modified by mankind over the past few years. But with pulses, especially, it's less needed because the way that we can grow them in modern day times, for example, hydroponic farming, where there's less outside influences, it can be a more sterile environment, less access to pests, less pesticide needed. So it's a much better way of growing food. And it's also then, again, a less intensive way of farming, less water and less land.
Amazing. Have you got any nice recipes for us? Something really simple,
yes,
one pot.
Definitely. I, in my own home, I love making basically anything that you would have made with mints or with like a stew can be replaced with pulses, chickpeas, lentils, beans, peas. So anything that's actually the best recipe I can give anyone is anything you would have made with meat. You can swap out on a meatless Monday, for example, with some pulses. And there's recipes on ProVeg International's website. A lot of nice pulse recipes that you can make. But I'm very curious to hear about your recipe.
So this is kimchi. Kimchi is actually quite a multicultural dish. Different cultures call it different things. It's basically rice, lentils, garlic, and onion. And then you've got, you cook it with cumin and turmeric. So you've got this yellow pulse. It's delicious. But I forgot my recipe at home.
Sounds fantastic.
So I'm asking my sister-in-law to please send it to me. then I'll share it with you as well. You can put it on.
Fantastic.
If I tell you it's delicious and you can eat it. So what you do is you take onions and you brown the onions. Then you take, I think it's 1 cup of rice. And you can take any kind of rice. You can take basmati rice or normal rice. And you put that into the frying pan with some olive oil and the rice. And you slowly fry it a little bit. Then you add 2 cups of water. You add some vegetable or chicken stock. You can get, any kind of stock, and you let it boil. When the water's all boiled away, then you add your turmeric. So now that's going to turn everything yellow. In a frying pan, you take 5 cloves of garlic, and this is just from memory. I hope that I'm not leaving anything out. 5 cloves of garlic, and you fry them. Don't cut them, because otherwise your dish is going to just be too garlicky. But you want that roasted kind of garlic taste. So you're going to take a little bit of olive oil. You're going to fry your garlic cloves, the 5 cloves, until they are brown. You're going to keep turning them. And in that frying pan, you're going to add, it's 1/2 teaspoon of cumin. And once it's all fried up, I mean, you won't believe the smells coming out of this. Your kitchen is going to smell delicious. Your neighbors will be knocking on your door. You add that to your main pot, and you let it cook for another 10 minutes. So now you've got no water, and you've got this delicious, delicious rice and lentil dish, and you can serve it with plain, unflavored yogurt. It's unbelievable.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and healthy.
That's amazing how most dishes that we eat these days can be accommodated to use pulses instead of meat. Again, that also brings in kimchi is a very good example. It's a very healthy food to eat, just like with pulses and legumes. High protein, high fiber, good source of carbohydrates and vitamins and minerals. And you can really just replace any meat that you would have had with a pulse and save on money. And it's a lot more nutritious for you. And it really, I promise you, if you start using, for example, lentils instead of mince, you'll really notice it at the end of your budget, at the end of the month.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Arlene. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the rest of the day. That's Arlene.
Thank you. You too.
That's Arlene Nell. She's a communications manager at ProVeg International. They've got a whole lot of recipes, but you know what? All you have to do is just Google and you can go and have a look at your kimchi recipe. I'll share mine as well. I can't believe that I actually managed to remember that.